You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
For our weekly catch-up with Auckland Council, I spoke to Councillor for Waitakere, Shane Henderson, about the Council's consultation on improvements to Tamaki Makaurau's fresh water management and community involvement. Here is that interview. Auckland Council has set up an online portal which Aucklanders can use to voice their thoughts about Tamaki Makaurau's fresh water and the way that it's going to be moving. Can you tell us a bit about this?
Yeah, so the MPS FM, so the government direction on fresh water management, is saying, look, we've got to really up our game in terms of how we manage our fresh water in the whole country, really, but particularly in Auckland, I would suggest. But it covers, you know, rivers, streams, lakes, wetlands, very, very important, aquifers, springs, those kind of things. And basically we are consulting the community to say, look, how do we respond to this government's direction to really up our game on that? How would communities like to get involved in their fresh water management and how they can improve it? Now, that consultation's open till the 4th of December, so do jump online and check it out. There's a lot of great online resources there to help you out as well.
What might community involvement look like, do you think?
Yeah, well, from a personal perspective, I know in West Auckland we have huge, fantastic community groups here that do handle freshwater management already in a really effective way. So a good example is there's wetlands in Te Aratu, which are extremely precious on the peninsula there, and we have a community group there that look after those wetlands and encourage the entire neighbourhood of, you know, 10,000 people that do letter drops there and say, look, come and clean out some of the rubbish and come and help us with our environmental monitoring, those kind of things. So there's really a lot of scope here for communities to get involved with their local rivers and lakes and wetlands. And I think that's something that council should really be encouraging and even resourcing if we can, yeah.
The current consultation, is the government involved at all, or is this a council arrangement?
Yeah, it's a council arrangement, the consultation. So the government sort of come in with a planning tool called a national policy statement, and they say, you know, you need to be, yeah, as I've said, upping your game in terms of your fresh water management. It's one of many kind of planning tools that they use, but they come in and say, you've got to do this. And that's cool. It's up for us then as council to respond to how we're going to actually manage our fresh water better. And yeah, as I've said, I think community is a huge part of the picture there.
Does this consultation arise in part from the damage we've seen from the cyclone? And is there sort of more urgency, do you think, to be reapproaching the issue of our fresh water?
Yeah, I think the urgency is a culmination of the sort of ongoing degradation of our waterways. And that the storm wouldn't have helped, definitely not. And the other thing is that the storm is a reminder of climate change and consistent, you know, effect on our city. So those two things are relating to the storm that will have been part of the picture. But I think, you know, look, over decades we've been putting in car parks and managing stormwater right into rivers, those kind of things. And we've developed a pollution problem in many waterways that desperately needs help. And this is in urban areas as well as rural areas, where rural areas you've got livestock and things like that, where that needs a certain type of management as well. So actually it's a culmination of a really desperate situation that we've been building up to for many years.
That was Councillor Shane Henderson speaking to me about community involvement in freshwater management.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.